We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The fact that this is now all on the record, John Pryor going in front of the judge saying, not being paid, don't have enough time to get ready for all of this, even though, I mean, he's had more than a year, which it just, and the judge kind of said, that's really not a valid argument. You've had plenty of time. If you don't have it by now, he can't find a second chair. The court is even allotted money saying, yeah, you can have, this is a big case, you can have a second chair. He can't find anyone who's willing to even come on as a second chair to represent Chad Tabel. I mean, that says a lot right there. I mean, you have people that are signing up, high profile attorneys that are signing up to represent some pretty despicable human beings all the time. And you go, why on earth? Like, they seem to have a good reputation, but why are they? You can't find anyone who wants to sign in to this case and get paid for it and get the notoriety. I mean, what does that say to you about how bottom of the barrel this case is in terms of having any chance of Chad getting off on it or any semblance of innocence in something like this?
That's why I said in the opening statement, Chad's host.
Yeah.
And so here's the interesting thing to me, when you're saying all these things that the lawyers are saying are his facts, that no one will take on this case, even though the court has appointed money for another attorney. Well, that's what the lawyer's saying. Mm-hmm. Is he being truthful? We've chatted with and witnessed a lot of defense attorneys representing, I mean, just look at Koberger's defense mm-hmm. attorney. She's doing a phenomenal job of sowing doubt in the public arena for someone that looks like there's a lot against him in this case, more than circumstantial. We got DNA on this one. And this case, I have a hard time imagining you can't get a defense attorney to represent and come in as a second on this. That's challenging for me to understand.
Is it because, though, that there's such an element of religion or cultish-like thinking that's going on in this one compared to other cases? In the case of Koberger, you don't have anything like that. You have someone who truly wants to get off, who just, they have no other ulterior motive here. I mean, they want to be free, whether they did it or not. In many cases, it's just, you have a kind of a straightforward client that has one interest, getting away with something, or being found innocent, if they are in fact innocent. With this, you have someone who digs in on these weird religious beliefs. At least that's what we've seen from Lori, who in her ending statement at the sentencing was very much dug into. The kids got a great job at Kmart in heaven, and everybody is doing good. this case, if you're the attorney going in, you're probably dealing with some of that with Chad, where it's just not based in reality. It's so magical thinking that even if you want to try and get this person off, you do require some form of cooperation on the part of your client to be able to get from point A to point B. If they're sitting there going, this is what we did was justified and right because, you know, Xenu wanted it to be that way. I'm throwing Scientology into this because it's just as wacky. Right. But it's one of those things where you get so entrenched in that magical thinking that there really isn't anything an attorney can do. And I'm wondering if that's where John Pryor is sitting. And then if there has been other attorneys that have talked about coming on, you know, they got to take a little bit of a look at this case and where things are at. And I'm wondering if it's just like too magical, I'm out.
No doubt. I think that's a big part of it is that, I mean, there's such crazy going on here, and Chad seems to be as crazy as she was.
Yeah.
So outside of him, you know, the defense attorney just outright lying about it, the only other logical explanation is, like you said, is just that there's no working with this client because the client is too difficult to work with. And you wind up with this kind of result, which is just that's why I said he's hosed.
And when you have that kind of magical thinking and you have the attorneys who want nothing to do, I wonder how this will create appellate issues, if it does at all, with attorneys just like, there's nothing I can argue. I mean, that you could, if you are the defendant, you could end up saying, I didn't have adequate representation. But again, how do you represent someone like that? And would that be a valid argument? You know, if in fact you said, you know, this is what I believe, there's no real argument for it, and that's where you left, and you get found guilty, just like Lori did.
Yeah, probably. Again, not being a legal scholar on this one, though, I don't see this one going away even after conviction, if convicted. I mean, we know he's going to be convicted. I mean, that's one of the few things. I mean, your wife is convicted. How are you not going to be convicted?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see this one going away because, like you said, if he's represented, he's going to claim a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But who's going to do it for him? That becomes the big question in it. You know, from where do you go after conviction? Where do you go after the trial if no one's willing to touch your stuff? I'm sure someone will come in because someone can make a lot of money off of telling your story a new way. I think we're going to be talking about this one quite a while.
I wonder what books Chad Daybell will author after all this.
Do they have a Son of Sam law in Idaho?
I don't know the answer to that. And a Son of Sam law apply in a case like this, if he's not writing about the murders, if he's not writing about the case, but it's just his own notoriety and he goes back on the bandwagon of I'm a prophet and I'm giving you this information.
Yeah.
Would a Son of Sam law apply there? That's a good question for an attorney. I don't know the answer to that, but
I don't know the answer either because that does go state by state, but it would be really, because you know there are sick, demented people out there that want to marry him right now. I guarantee you he's getting fan mail. There's because these people get fan mail in prison. And so he's probably had a list of people that would buy his trash that he pontificates out.
And those people should be on a list as well.
Yes.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.